You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Come on!
Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to Fritz and Friends, 1320 WILS. I'm Cheryl Fritz, along with Scott Eckersley, your host for this evening. Joining me now on the phone is a very busy lady in Okemos, Claudia Blyle, who is marketing specialist for Meridian Mall. Good evening, Claudia.
Hi, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm surprised we could get you away upstairs to a phone to talk to you for a few minutes.
I had to close the office door. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you as well. I guess we'll just start off with how has the shopping season been there at the Meridian Mall and what you've seen?
We've been very pleased this year. The mood is up and people are excited about their shopping. The parking lot is full, but we are enjoying this season, and it's a wonderful thing.
Absolutely. Now, I logged onto your website, which we'll talk about in a minute. It's a beautiful website, and I went into a bit of a panic mode. 3 shopping days left, it says to me.
And that's including today.
Okay, so 2 1/4.
Yes.
Here we go. Tell me about the hours off the top for the folks listening who still have shopping to do like I do.
All right. Well, if they hurry, we are still open tonight until 10. There's lots of time left. We have, almost 4 hours left. So then tomorrow we're open from 8 in the morning till 10 at night. Friday on Christmas Eve, we open at 7 a.m. and close at 6 p.m. And then we're closed for Christmas. The sales will begin in full force on Sunday, the 26th at 8 a.m. And we close at 7 p.m. that night. So, and of course, to add to that, I know it's already confusing enough, but the department store hours vary. Some will stay open a little bit later. But generally speaking, we all close at 6 p.m. on Christmas Eve to go home.
Okay. So we now have the official cutoff time, at least at the Meridian Mall. We know when we need to be in and out and have our packages.
That's right.
There you go. Now, we just yesterday I had a guest on, a detective with the Cyber Crimes Unit of the State Police, and he talked about gift cards, what a great idea they are. Tell me, your gift cards are pretty unique at the mall.
We like our gift cards. They are available in the mall management office. It's called the CBL Select Gift Card, but they are American Express gift cards, and they are accepted anywhere in the United States where they accept American Express, so they have wonderful flexibility. And people are always worried about whether they're going to expire and do they take money off of the card. And the answer to that is that they do not expire. Your money is safer there than it would be anywhere else. Because if your card is lost or stolen, or you just, run it through the lawnmower or the dog eats it, you can take that receipt, you can call the American Express or bring it here into the mall, and we can move the money that was remaining on that gift card to another card and replace it. And you just can't do that with a $50 bill.
No, that is an amazing thing. You have several very interesting and unique items. One is the 2010 Book of Savings. Tell me about that at the mall.
Oh, we went through 18,000 copies of that book. It is so popular. We have 60 different offers. And although all the books are gone, you can go on meridianmall.com and you can click on the Holiday Book of Savings and select one at a time a coupon that you might want for a particular store. And most of these offers are good through the end of the year. So even if you've finished your holiday shopping and plan on coming back after the holidays and you want to, say, for example, run into Lids for a terrific-looking hat, and they very often are not on sale, you can use your coupon and get 20% off a regular price hat with it. Printed out coupon.
That's wonderful. That leads me right into the website. I've got it up right now in front of me here. It's a beautiful website, redesigned and very user-friendly.
Oh, they do a fabulous job. Our corporate office just really has created a lot of easy modules to click on and get the information that you need quickly, whether it's about the mall, where we are, a map. You can print that out before you come. so you know where the stores are that you want to go to. We are fairly large here. We are one of the largest single-level malls, and it can take a while to get around, and especially if the aisles are crowded and you can't see as easily as if it's not the holiday season and not packed with people. But print it out, bring it in, and use that to help you with your shopping, plus bring your coupons.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a beautiful. I'm looking right now at the holiday savings book right in front of me here. Some of the greatest memories I have of the holiday season are with my daughters at the Meridian Mall and Santa, visiting Santa.
Yeah.
Is Santa still there for photos?
Well,
it's getting busy for him.
And Santa will be here until 6 p.m. on Friday. Of course, he needs to leave for the North Pole so he can deliver all of those gifts. But I have been assured, and I just got a memo this afternoon, that they will cut the line at 6. That doesn't mean they're going to cut you off at 6, but whoever's in line, that's the end of the line at 6 o'clock. Santa will stay and see the children that were in waiting to see him. And he may be the last one to leave the mall, but he will visit with all the children.
So some unique things to see besides all the beautiful stores and merchandise. There's an art gallery now and a glass gallery at the mall. Tell us about those.
Well,
those are
new. Our stores are exciting this year, and that is one of the things that almost gives me goosebumps. We've always had great stores, but now we have our favorite stores, new stores, holiday stores, and yes, we have an art gallery. It is the largest art gallery, single art gallery in Michigan. It's Anselmo Gallery, and he has beautiful art from around the world. He is a collector and brings it here, and the price points are as reasonable as $10 and to the rather extravagant. And that is nearly 12,500 square feet of art gallery. It's extraordinary. And right next door to him is Craig Mitchell Smith Glass, and he is an emerging artist that is specializing in glass. He does the most creative pieces. He has four kilns in his space, and he is the largest single artist gallery. He just finished visiting the White House and taking his signed glass ornament for the White House Christmas tree.
Wow.
So those are available exclusively at Meridian Mall. But we have stores for holiday like Burlington's Coat Factory Select and Toys R Us. And we have new stores with Rue 21 and everybody's games and toys and pillow pets and jewelry stores galore. So you could just, you know, and fun stuff. We have Santa's train and this weird water ball thing that you crawl in, and you watch the kids just tumbling around in this gigantic clear ball on a little pond of water. It's really quite fun.
We have just about a minute or so left, but it might be important also for folks who haven't been in it to remember that the play area is there. So if you've got some shopping to do, maybe you can wrangle a relative in to watch the kids in the play area.
And they love it. They absolutely love it. It is a wonderful place for very young children to just enjoy bouncing around on some of wonderful pieces. And, of course, that is sponsored by PHP and Spartan Motor Mall and Independent Bank and the Capital Regional International Airport, and they have a wonderful time in there.
Well, about a minute left, but visually the mall is so beautiful right now. So even if you, unlike me, if your shopping is done, just, you know, take time to stroll through.
Absolutely. People like to meet and greet. They see their neighbors and friends. They may stop in the food court and get a little bite to eat, but just enjoy the holiday music, the decor. It's a beautiful place.
It certainly is. We've been speaking with Claudia Blyle, the marketing specialist for the Meridian Mall. MeridianMall.com is the website. It's very helpful, very interactive and user-friendly. Claudia, Merry Christmas to you. I'll be there in the next couple of days for sure.
Merry Christmas. I'll be looking for you.
Okay, thanks so much. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends 1320 WILS. Coming up next, Cheryl Freeborough, owner of Hyundai of Lansing, got some good news with the Insurance Institute safety ratings today. We'll be right back after this.